Ever feel like your keyboard is like holding back your creativity?
Yeah.
You got all these ideas, but your fingers are stuck just like doing the same old thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's where this Creator Board R4 claims to come in.
Right.
They're calling it the keyboard for creators, even going so far as to compare it to Apple. So our expert is here to, help us sift through all the hype and see if this thing lives up to its promises.
Yeah, it's definitely got people talking. The website's just drowning in these glowing reviews, but we're here to dig a little deeper.
Right.
So forget the marketing jargon for a sec. What's actually so special about this Creator Board R4?
Well, the big buzzword is customization.
Okay.
Imagine a keyboard where you can swap out the keys like Legos, rearranging everything to just perfectly fit like your workflow.
Okay, that sounds kind of intriguing, but how does that actually translate into like real-world benefits?
Think about it. How many times a day do you reach for your mouse to click through menus or just do these repetitive tasks?
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Right. The Creator Board R4 is designed to like eliminate all that wasted time.
Okay.
You can program in custom shortcuts, like for those Photoshop actions you use 100 times a day,
Oh, yeah.
and blaze through your workflow with just a few keystrokes.
So instead of like interrupting your flow to hunt down a tiny button on the screen, everything you need is right there at your fingertips.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just shortcuts. Let's say you do a lot of audio editing.
Okay.
You could have dedicated keys for adjusting the volume, adding fades, or even like controlling your recording software.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That level of like personalized control sounds like a game changer for productivity.
And then there's this encoder thing they're really excited about.
Okay.
Imagine a dial right on your keyboard. You could use it to fine-tune brush sizes in Photoshop, scroll through timelines in Premiere, or even adjust your monitor brightness.
Wait, so instead of hunting for that tiny little slider, you just spin the dial and boom, instant control.
You got it. It's all about keeping you in the creative zone, minimizing distractions, and just keeping your workflow smooth and intuitive.
Okay, the encoder has got my attention. What really caught my eye was this whole modular design.
Right.
It's like they took a page out of Lego's book. You can like snap different sections of the keyboard on and off, even rearrange them.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. The Creator Board R4, it comes with like three main parts. There's the workboard
Okay.
that houses all your like essential keys. Then there's the nano pad, that's a smaller section, kind of for hotkeys or macros.
Hold on, for those of us who aren't like fluent in keyboard lingo, what's a macro?
Ah, good question. Essentially, it's like recording a series of keystrokes and mouse clicks
Right.
and then assigning them to a single key. So instead of like going through a whole menu to say save a file in a specific format,
Yeah.
you could just program that entire sequence to like a single key on the nano pad.
Okay. So it's like automation on steroids. Got it.
Yeah.
So you've got these three sections and you can like arrange them however you like.
Exactly. Think about it. A photographer might want the nano pad closer to their left hand for quick access to like editing shortcuts, while a musician might have the loop pad, that's the third part, by the way, designed for loops and samples.
Right.
They might want that front and center for triggering samples.
Yeah.
The possibilities are like pretty mind-blowing.
It's like they're saying, hey, you're a unique creative snowflake.
Yeah.
So your keyboard should be unique too. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, the RGB lighting.
Okay.
Is it just a gimmick or can it actually like enhance your workflow?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Right.
For some people, it's purely visual flair,
Sure.
a way to personalize their workspace, inject some fun into their day. And hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But the Creator Board R4, it actually takes it a step further.
Like what? Tell me more.
Okay, so imagine you're working on a video edit with like multiple layers and effects.
Okay.
You could assign different colors to different layers on your keyboard, making it way easier to keep track of everything visually.
Right.
Or if you're a musician, you could color code your keys to match, specific sounds or instruments.
Okay, I'm starting to see how that could be genuinely helpful. Not just a like light show,
Yeah.
but let's get real. The website uses some pretty bold language. Augment your creativity, harness your inner shortcut ninja.
Right.
Is this keyboard really gonna like unlock some hidden genius within us?
It's easy to get swept up in the marketing hype, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, the Creator Board R4, it's a tool. Like, it's like a high-end microphone. It won't magically transform you into Beyoncé,
Right.
but it can help you capture your voice with like incredible clarity and nuance.
So it's not about like replacing talent or skill, but giving you the tools to kind of express yourself more effectively.
Precisely. It's about removing those barriers, streamlining your workflow so you can focus on what really matters, bringing that creative vision to life.
So it sounds like this keyboard is less about turning us into like creative superheroes.
Right.
And more about giving us the tools to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
But with all this like customization and control, doesn't it come with like a learning curve? It almost feels like learning a new instrument.
You're absolutely right. There will be an adjustment period for sure. It's not just plug and play. You'll need to spend some time, you know, customizing the layout, programming those macros, just figuring out what works best for you.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's part of the fun, isn't it? It's like setting up a new studio or a workshop, tailoring every detail to match your creative process.
And speaking of investments, this thing can't be cheap.
Right.
Is the Creator Board R4 like only for the pros, or can, you know, us regular folks justify the price tag?
That's the big question, right?
Yeah.
It's definitely a premium keyboard. They're not shying away from that. It's positioned as an investment in your creativity, in your productivity.
So not exactly an impulse buy.
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a dedicated keyboard fund we don't know about.
Right.
But seriously, it comes down to how much value you place on a tool that can like streamline your workflow, potentially boost your creative output.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked customization, modular design, RGB lighting, even macros. But before we wrap up, I got to ask, are there any downsides? What's the catch?
Well, aside from the price tag, which we've already touched on, one potential drawback is portability. This isn't exactly a slim, like lightweight laptop companion.
So you're not tossing this in your backpack for a coffee shop work session?
Probably not, no. It's designed for a more stationary setup, a place where you can really spread out and make the most of its, you know, modularity and those customization options.
That makes sense. So as we kind of wrap up our deep dive into this Creator Board R4, it sounds like this keyboard is like pushing some serious boundaries.
It is, yeah.
But is it a game changer, or is it just a really, really cool gadget? What do you think?
You know, I think it's definitely sparking a fascinating conversation about the future of creative tools. It's challenging the notion of what a keyboard can be, pushing beyond just like typing and into the realm of true creative control.
And that's what I find so exciting. Like, it's like they looked at the traditional keyboard and said, what if we threw out the rule book and designed something truly innovative? So the question for you listening is, could this be the missing piece in your creative puzzle? Would a completely customized keyboard unlock new levels of productivity, new levels of expression in your work? Food for thought. Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.